Now, let's talk about supply side and how it works. I walk into a health food store. I see a Sequel product on the shelf. Tell us what it took right from the beginning, the parts that nobody sees, and what it takes to actually get that product on the shelf.
Yeah, lots of fun. It's a lot of work. So it takes about a year almost to develop a product from first concept to actually seeing it on the shelf. It starts with an idea or a concept, and usually that falls from us, you know, being really in the loop in terms of reading all the trade journals, attending trade shows, talking with people, talking with consumers, doing homework all the time, and, of course, a lot of input from Brennan, who's our formulator, to get a concept or define a need in the marketplace, a gap, something that we feel could really help and make a difference. Then it goes to a rough formulation. So we'll sketch out sort of the rough idea of the ingredients we'd like to see that would comprise the benefits we want to give. And then, of course, we have to go through scientific validation. So that's a whole process of ensuring that the standards of evidence, as per our regulatory body, the NHPD, would be satisfied. So we want our products to be science-based and be able to support the claims that we make with actual science and meet the requirements of our regs. Then it comes to sourcing ingredients, and that's not as simple as just looking through a distributor's list of ingredients. That may come down to actually working with farmers to say, hey, we'd like you to grow this specific species or crop in this way. We'd like you to harvest it way earlier so we capture the benefits of the shoot as opposed to the full plant, blah, blah, blah. Lots of tweaking when it comes to how we get our ingredients. And then working with the suppliers to convert those raw materials into the form we're going to use. Often it's in powder form. So how are we going to dry it? We're going to spray dry it, freeze dry it. We're just going to mill it and sift it. What are the ways we're going to try and get the nutrition so the least impact or the least effect, negative effect that is done through the actual processing of these foods? Then we have to work on making samples that taste half decent, have good texture, which is a real challenge sometimes when you work with whole foods. We need to look at shelf stability. That's a key thing because a lot of things that are good in their natural format don't always last in on the shelf format. Then, of course, all the quality assurance and testing protocols have to be met. GMP, we have to make sure we find the right manufacturers. Sequel doesn't actually manufacture its own products. We outsource to third parties who do this professionally for a living, like they're exceptional what they do. And so we need to find the right partners to actually make the products for us based on our formulations and our protocols. And then we have to choose the right packaging that will keep it shelf stable and also make it look attractive and so forth. And of course, there's the whole education of our staff and distribution to the stores. It's a whole process. If you looked at a spreadsheet that we would use to carry out a project like this, the number of steps involved would number in the high hundreds. So many, many steps involved to do it right. It takes a year, and it's probably the biggest time consumer of myself anyways, and it's really quite a challenge to do things right, we think.